Louise McSharry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. Take a proper break with a Cadbury Brunch bar.
Now though, speaking of very good gangs, I have the leader of a very good gang sitting in front of me. It's Jennifer Rock. She is the Skin Nerd, the author of the new book, The Skin Nerd Philosophy. I'm holding it, kind of showing it to her, but you obviously know what this looks like. I don't need to show it to you. So Jen, is there anything about skincare you don't know?
100%. I suppose for me, I'm quite comfortable in my qualifications and what I know and what I don't know. And a large part of this book was to cover all factors of skincare. And a part that I'm quite proud of is what I call the professional skincare jigsaw puzzle, mm-hmm. which is a long-winded one. But ultimately, for me, people might have been forgiven in the past for thinking that a facialist or a cleanser or a dermatologist or a nutritionist can work kind of in silo, but actually we can work together to help one person feel as best they can about their skin. You might not actually never need to go, example, to a dermatologist, but or to see a dietitian about your skin, but it's being aware that there's all of these different qualifications available to you.
So we're talking to you today in our trend slot, because let's be honest, there are a lot of trends in skincare.
Keeping you up to date on the latest trends with Cadbury Brunch.
So we're keeping up to date on skincare trends along with the basics today. Do you think people get confused by trends in skincare?
100%. I think the industry is saturated. I think it's quite a, there's a lot of information out there. Sometimes there's misinformation and ultimately it's quite confusing for people. So with this book versus say book one, which is only 2 years ago, why did I write a second book? For me, it was so important. All of the experience I had with skin ingredients, so sourcing raw ingredients, knowing how to make a formulation, I really realised that people didn't quite know what to use, what not to use. So you talk about trends, clean beauty is huge, sustainability is huge. There's loads of buzzwords around retinol and when to use vitamin A and hyaluronic and vitamin C's and can you use vitamin A and C together. And honestly, it's just, there's so much information, it's somewhat confusing. It was almost simpler when we were little, yeah. and it was cleanse, tone, moisturise and you're done. Whereas now there's so many products available, which is great, but once you know what to do with them.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you know, part of my work is understanding skincare and keeping up with skincare trends, and I find it hard. So like, if I find it hard and I'm dedicating a significant amount of time to learning about it, then I can only imagine, you know, for the average person who doesn't have time to sit down maybe and study ingredients to digest it. So I suppose that's what you're really about, isn't it? It's about helping those people and making it all accessible.
100%. And the name, like The Skin Nerd, suggests it. And then the book is called The Philosophy. So my philosophy has always been and will always be to look after your skin in what we call like a triple pronged approach. So 360-degree approach towards skin, which means it's not just a magic eye cream is the solution or get one treatment once a year and that's your answer. It's actually looking after yourself inside. So whether that is your diet, your stress levels, how much me time are we having? In this book, I interviewed a psychodermatologist, which is an emerging field. It's a combination of psychology and dermatology combined, where we tend to, on the face of it, no pun intended, understand that there is definitely a link between our mind, our skin and our mental health. So the best example I can give is we all talk about leaving cert a typical year, let's say, and you know, you might know of an adolescent that then suffers with their skin going through that stressful time. So they can understand that when we're stressed, our skin will suffer. So it's understanding that there's a link there. And sometimes a salicylic acid cleanser, which I am known for loving, it is brilliant for really helping with spots and breakouts, but it's not the only answer.
So you mentioned there when you were speaking about Skin Ingredients, and Skin Ingredients, of course, is your own skincare line, which I am a huge fan of, and I know loads of people are huge fans of. It must have been a bit daunting bringing out a line of skincare when you had spent years kind of, I suppose, recommending other people's and being an expert on skincare. Like, you really needed your products to perform, didn't you?
No pressure.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, 100%. Like, the name Skin Ingredients, I hope, says that it's all about the ingredients for the skin. So it's back to formulas. It's back to really understanding what's in a skincare range. For me, it's about trying to uncomplicate skincare and actually make it simple. So for anyone that hasn't seen it, it's colourful. There's numbers on it. And the best analogy I can give for skincare or for Skin Ingredients in general is, if you think about it, you know, whether you're 12 or 92, whether you identify as a man or a woman, we all should be having, example, carbs, protein, fats, drinking our water, eating our veg every single day. All of those ingredients internally help us to be the healthiest version of ourselves. Mm. And that then does, of course, have a massive impact on our skin, because the skin is an organ. But then if I bring that analogy into skincare, where people are a little bit perhaps looking more so at the brands or the packaging or the smells, and I understand that that part is a large part of the experience of skincare, but it was less about what's in a product. So for me, it was about saying, right, okay, what do you need? I always genuinely believe you need SPF. It's a given, 365. You need a little bit of an acid sometimes, depending on your skin concerns. For example, spotty, prone skin needs salicylic acid. Vitamin A and C, I could have you here for 3 days because I used to teach in London and that was a module all by itself. It was all about the importance of vitamin A. So when you bring that over, skincare doesn't have to be, you know, the 17 skincare steps or the 10 minutes in the morning. It can be quick, it can be easy, and once that product packs a punch. But to answer your question, yes, I'd put a lot of pressure on myself. I think people expect an awful lot from the range, and now, thankfully, nearly a year and a half later, the results that people are getting are, and this sounds like such a cheesy answer, Louise, but it is the why, like that, you know, opening a DM late at night or even just before I came in here and people are saying, thank you so much, like your product, skin protein or veg or whatever, has actually helped me feel better in my skin, then yeah, that's the best result you can get.
One thing that I love about you and what you do is that I have a friend who did a consultation with your team a year ago or something, and she had experienced, like, she'd been suffering with adult acne and acne in general for as long as acne existed for her, you know, since her teenage years, and I think she'd really kind of given up, and she did a consultation with your team, and the change in her skin, like, it is incredible. Like, it is truly transformed. But when she did the consultation, it's not like the person she spoke to said, buy all of Skin Ingredients. Like, that's not what you do, which, you know, is impressive, really.
I think because I'm so confident and my team are so confident in Skin Ingredients. But if, for example, you need a different ingredient that we don't have or something higher or less active, then we'll absolutely recommend that. So for anyone that doesn't know, that part of our world, if you will, is called Nerd Network. So it's an online membership. It's like a little community, and there's 15,000 people. They've had a consult like your friend. And it's just, I suppose, to have someone that you feel that you can go to in the world. And when I say go to, it is digital, always has been. And they're almost like a skin's personal trainer. So yeah. They kind of teach you, like, you fill out quite a lengthy form. We learn all about your past, your present, your future. What do you want for skin? What is your budget for skin? And then you take a photograph. You come to us for 30 minutes. It's a dedicated 30 minute time just to chat about skin and what you want for your skin. And then you come back hopefully 10 to 12 weeks later and check in. So you have someone that you're accountable to, but similarly, we're accountable to you as well. Mm. So you make recommendations, but you're right. I mean, we recommend brands 30, 40, there's so many different brands that we love and rate and endorse, and they all are typically within the active range. Mm. But it's not, yeah, you're right. It's usually not always Skin Ingredients.
But I just think that says a lot about your kind of ethics, basically.
A philosophy.
Yeah. So one thing I love about the book is that they're really easy to read and easily access kind of tables of information. So, for example, like all the ingredients that people find really confusing. I mean, I'm opening up on the page on acids, and I think people get really confused about acids. I think instinctively just the name acid, people go, why would I put acid on my face? But of course, there's lots of good reasons to put the right type of acid on your face. And, you know, you explain what each ingredient is, how it works, what skin type it works, and then recommended products. Like, it is a really useful book. Are you worried about replacing yourselves?
I think there's always a lot to be said. I love the word human, so we call it a human. I think there's a lot to be said for human interaction. So we're always there at the end of a DM. There's full-time nerds whose job it is to be there for live chat and that. So no, I don't think we'll ever be replaced, but I do believe that it's our responsibility to educate people so that they can become their own skin manager. So that you feel, example, I'm dry, so what do I need? I might need ceramides. Okay, so I'll have that in what I call like a toolkit of skincare products that you'll have at home, which doesn't have to be costly, but there's definitely a need, I think, for people to learn what they're using. It's kind of like the food industry where people are taking a large interest in what they're putting into their body. Mm. I do believe people are having the same kind of curiosity for the outside. Mm. By and large, most people are going to buy a cleanser, a serum and SPF anyway. So why don't you try to learn what's in it so that you're getting the best value for your money?
Yeah, an informed decision. If you want to have a question, or if you have a question for Jennifer Rock, aka The Skin Nerd, you can text it into us, 51552. I wanted to ask you, I think there are people who see it as kind of a flippant or, like, you know, vain thing to take an interest in your skin, and that really it shouldn't be that big of a deal. It's only what you look like. What do you say to those people?
I suppose for me personally, why I got into skincare was I suffered with my skin in my teenage years, as many therapists and facialists do, because it means you tend to have empathy and you want to be able to educate yourself, and then you fall in love, and then it turns into your career. And then for me, we launched an initiative a year and a half ago now, goodness, nearly 2 years ago, called Project Love Your Skin, where we put out online to people saying, you know, can you resonate with these words? And the sentences and words that we put up were, I feel sad about myself, I can't look in the mirror, I don't like going to work without makeup on, I won't go to the school gate without makeup on, different versions that basically said that people didn't like their skin, and as a result, their feelings affected their behaviour. Mm. And the response, Louise, honestly, was unbelievable. Like, thousands of people came back saying, that's like, you're in my brain, I can't believe that. And typically they're 30s and 40s. They weren't, you know, people in their teens that were coming back. So we started to work with a couple of these women and really, you know, give them product and teach them what to do and kind of let them to their own devices. We then met before COVID, and I was an emotional wreck on the phone to these people, because they were saying, similar to how you described your friend, they just had a different version of themselves, a different perception of themselves. And I don't think that that can be undermined. So for that reason, and what I've experienced and from listening to others and how they feel, I don't think you can describe it as flippant or fluffy and puffy. But at the same time, I understand why it is. It lives in the aesthetic world. It definitely does. So for some, it does feel more like a vain element. But when you hear the why behind it and you see people with tears in their eyes telling you how their life is different, I suppose that's where I tend to live.
Absolutely. Okay, we've got a couple of texts for you. My face is red. The odd spots, but it's not acne and it's not rosacea or sunburn. I wear factor 50. I'm just frickin' red. What can I do?
You're not on your own. And can I just say, she frickin' wears SPF. Brilliant. So SPF definitely is important, 365. SPF definitely shields the skin, there's no doubt about it. If you're prone to redness and it's a genetic predisposition, then there's something that perhaps a consultation, IPF, is fantastic. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's a form of treatment that you can get done. It's intense pulse light. It's a flick of light onto the skin, and it really helps diffuse any kind of redness that you feel that you tend to suffer with. I'm also a big believer in consuming as much vitamin C as you can internally. The more vitamin C, the more you strengthen your collagen. The more you strengthen your collagen, the more you strengthen the capillary wall, i.e. the redness underneath. So my short term answer would be consult, perhaps IPL for a treatment, and then maybe vitamin C, and keep going with your SPF. And if anyone is listening that watches anything that we do online, I'll always talk about vitamin A. Vitamin A ultimately gives you, I suppose, the healthiest skin you can have. So that could potentially also help with the redness.
Okay. And next one says, my skin is generally clear, but I get one massive deep pimple that never comes to a head on my chin every month around my period, and it takes ages to go away. What's the best way to avoid this or treat this?
Firstly, we call those in Nerd HQ franks. I get the frank on your, because I mean, a girl just would not do that to you. But yeah, so if it's kind of got bacteria and it's got the redness around it, salicylic acid is your short-term goal. So that's an ingredient. It's related to aspirin, cannot be used whilst pregnant. And it just takes down the kind of heat and, you know, the kind of heartbeat sensation behind a spot.
Yeah.
That's ideal to put on it. But it's, you can
those
get
are
it
the
in
worst ones. They're
format.
So like hard.
They're sore.
And you just feel like you're like, come on, just either come up or go away.
Yeah, but they're rude. They do neither.
No.
They sit in limbo. So that acid is great. You can get it in a cleanser, you can get it in serums, you can get it in toners, on the spot products, and it's widely available in all price brackets these days. So that's great news. Long term, actually going back to the vitamin A reference a moment ago for the previous question, vitamin A helps in this regard to balance out your oil levels. So ultimately it'll help you secrete a little bit less, a little bit more, depending on what your predisposition is. The reality also then is to consider a supplement perhaps, or I'll speak to a GP, because it does sound like it's hormonal, it's coming up at certain times of the month. But there's an amazing phytonutrient that I personally swear by called DIM, D-I-M. It is a much longer name, but I'm not going to spell that out live on air. But it's fantastic for balancing out the kind of more internal fluctuations that come at your time in the month and so on.
And you guys are really into supplements. Aren't you, for skincare tablets? I'm always a little bit skeptical about those guys, but you really believe in them, don't you?
Yeah, I believe in them in addition to a healthy diet. I think that's the key part. I'm not saying, you know, take this supplement, that's permission to have, you know, your chipper every night. It's not. It's like, back to the skin nerd philosophy ethos, if you will. It's about looking at a little bit of everything together and seeing it like a jigsaw puzzle. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Jennifer Rock, aka The Skin Nerd. She is the author of her second book, The Skin Nerd Philosophy, Your Expert Guide to Skin Health. Genuinely, if you're looking for something that will help you kind of demystify all of this, and if you'd like to kind of get a hold of your own skin, then I can't recommend it enough.
Thank you so much.
Have a brilliant day, Jennifer.
Thank you, Louise.
Thank you. Now
Louise McSharry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. Take a proper break with a Cadbury Brunch Bar.